According to Sergeant Craig Lindgren of the Wisconsin State Highway Patrol, more than 100 vehicles were involved in the pileup near the southeast side of Madison. He says poor visibility was a major player in the series of crashes that shut down 5 miles worth of interstate. Sergeant Lindgren says despite the thick fog, some drivers failed to adjust their driving accordingly.
They did have reports of vehicles traveling at approximately 70 miles per hour or in the 70s. We have our TRU, or reconstruction units, broken up into two teams that are working independently on each fatal crash. And the complexity and severity, I can't really give an exact time frame on when those will be completed.
The first crash was reported at approximately 2:23 p.m. when much of the state was under a dense fog advisory. According to Jay McClellan of Dane County Emergency Management, 28 rescue, highway, and law enforcement agencies responded to the pileup. He says the lessons here are obvious.
The fog is thick, and people need to just take time. Just use some common sense. Drive as far as you can see.
Both lanes of I-90 were reopened shortly after midnight Monday. Some victims of the pileup are recovering at local hospitals and an area hotel. 7 listed in critical condition are at the University Hospital in Madison. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.